Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
For anybody just tuning in, you're listening to Indie Wake Up Call, CFRC 101.9. We have some special guests here today. We have Tiny Horse live in studio.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for coming in at such an early hour.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Fun little story, actually. Kira is my downstairs neighbor.
I am. I am.
Was your heating broken too for a while?
No, but I do have a theory that I'm paying for the heat for the whole house, so we got to talk, Millie.
Okay.
I'm like, I can't understand what's happening these days.
Yeah, I'm a little confused too. My heating was broken for 2 weeks and now it's on full force. It's like a sauna upstairs, so I don't know. Maybe we should all have a sit down with the landlord.
Good old Don. Hopefully Don's listening right now.
Shout out Don. Love you, King. Please fix my heat. It's really cold. When I first moved in, you know, you introduced yourself to me and my roommates and you said, oh yeah, you know, I'm in a little band, whatever. I do music. Come to find out you're in Tiny Horse, like a bumping Kingston band. I went and looked you guys up after you gave my roommate Vina, you gave us some free merch, first of all, which I completely forgot to wear today. I was going to sport your cute, cute, cute merch. Yeah, I looked up the band. I said, oh, wow. Okay, this is not. So, I'm in a little band. This is a band. This is good music.
This is a band on Spotify.
Yeah, we got the count. It's honestly because I live like where a lot of students sort of like move in. Every 2 years, you get like a new crew of people, mm-hmm. and I always try to befriend the neighbors because obviously having musicians is a bit annoying. You know, there's like a lot of noise, and I feel like you're actually the first person that's lived there that's actually been into the band. So, thanks for listening
seriously?
And liking it.
I'm surprised by that. Yeah, I love you guys. I can hear you guys, dude. At the beginning of the year, back when the weather was nice, and I'd have my window open. I guess the room that you guys rehearse in is directly under my bedroom. So I'd have my window open. The sun would be coming in. Like, I'd just hear music wafting up from downstairs. Like, all this beautiful sound. Like, it was heavenly.
Aww,
thank you. So nice.
They're lucky that you're right above there. Because if it was your roommate, it would have been a different story.
I mean,
it would have been, we need to do something about those neighbors.
Well, I have a third roommate. I don't know what her deal is. But me and my second roommate, V, who you met as well, we are big fans.
Fabulous.
Yeah, when you sent me the demo for your new song, which we might be hearing a little bit of later, potentially, I played it. We listened to it together, her and I, and wow. I was taken away, honestly. And I'm not just saying that because we're on air. Like, I'm truthfully a big, big, big fan.
We've been recording and making a bunch of like new songs, and which is really fun, and we're super excited to put them out. But you just end up listening to the same song like 45 times, basically. And there's all these mixes and masters, and by the end of it, you've like totally lost perspective. And I was just listening to that song and I'm like, I don't even know if this is good anymore. I don't even know if anyone's going to like this.
Yeah, we were outside and Kira's like, well, we're going to play it. This is it.
We got to just play the song for people to see if they like it, because nobody cares if the high frequency isn't as wide as as we want it to be.
It gets so technical so quickly.
Yeah.
It's called demoitis, where you fall in love with the demo.
Yes.
We have that. Hate the master.
Always. It's so hard. It's so hard when you're going through the process because, that's it. It's like, oh, I loved that version of it. And then it's like 20 versions later and you're like, remember the first one?
Yeah. Did we break it? But anyway, I appreciate you guys listening to it. And I needed some young ears on it. That's why I sent it up to you guys. I'm like, let's see if the kids like it.
Oh, mm-hmm. No. It was amazing. I believe the term I used, I said it was insane heat.
Yes.
It was truly fire.
And that's nice. How you know it comes from young ears.
Yeah.
The youth. Just really quickly for anybody who's, you know, tuning in who might not be familiar with the greats.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give a quick little rundown just on, you know, the vibes of your band, what you guys are up to?
Yeah, totally. So, we're called Tiny Horse, and our music, I would say, sits somewhere in between, like, it sort of feels like the Chicks, Bare Naked Ladies with like a touch of Lord, I would say. Mm-hmm. So we've got like lots of storytelling elements, a lot of female vocalists, and it's a little bit funny, but then also a little bit...
It's heartwarming.
Yeah.
And
beautiful and painful too at the same time. And We are recording right now, so we haven't played shows in a little bit, but 2026, we have big plans to do our first Ontario tour. So, Whoa. Yeah, in the new year, we're going to be announcing a big string of dates, so you'll be able to see us in Kingston in the new year. So,
that's so exciting, Mitchell. Mark it in your calendar, please, and thank you. Yeah, I was doing a little stalking of your Instagram, and I found a video of you guys saying that, you know, the vibes of your band are a little dance and cry. Which I felt that, and I think that's a beautiful, you know, side-by-side little juxtaposition. Shout out to my English professor for that word. I think that you guys are truly, like, amazing, and that, like, the way that you guys talk about your music, sorry, I did a lot of stalking. I watched, like, so many interviews.
Oh, good.
the ways you talk about your music, like, the sounds you guys like make in live performances and interviews, like, I'm honestly honored to have you guys pull up today. And when you texted me last night saying, hey, maybe could we, you know, play
the world premiere
of a song that is yet to be released, dropping soon.
It's gonna drop in 2 weeks.
Exciting.
Yes. So you guys, this is the little sneak peek of it.
Yeah, and a CFRC exclusive. Do you want to talk just a little bit about that song
before we
put it up?
What's it called, Rachel Ann?
It's called Disco, and it is, like, a good representation of Dance and Cry, for sure. It's very, like, emotionally driven with, you know, some dancey hooks.
We wrote it kind of over two periods of time. We wrote, like, the verses and the choruses maybe in, like, the front half of a year when things were a bit more tumultuous. And then in the back half of a year, we came together and wrote the bridge section. And it was one of my favorite writing experiences with you because it came out super easily. And I feel like we just, like, tied the whole story of the song together so nicely. And as of right now, it's my favorite song that we have.
Yeah, we go back and forth, though. I feel like it's whatever we're working on at the time. We're like, oh, this is the best song we've ever done. And then, which I think is, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
But yeah, this song is, it's really come together nicely, and I'm super happy with how it turned out.
I can't wait for people to hear it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's super exciting. Well, thank you guys for giving us this little sneak peek. I'm very excited for the premiere of Disco on CFRC today. Yeah, and thank you guys for coming on and talking a little bit about your band. Wow. this has been amazing, and I hope to see you guys again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today is my first time doing a solo show, so I'm glad to have some familiar faces in the studio that I can talk to.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you. And congratulations on hosting.
You never know.
That's cool.
You never know.
All right, well, thank you guys. I hope to see you in the studio again sometime soon.
We'll be back. We've got lots of new music coming out. If you like the song, check us out, Tiny Horse Music, and keep an eye on us. January, we're going to be announcing a big rip of shows, so...
Amazing. All right, yeah, go check them out, guys. And here is their new song.
Light pink, dishes in the sink. Call and tell me everything. I'm the queen of conspiracy. In my bed, in your dreams. Looking for a deeper meaning. Staring at the paint on the ceiling. I don't wanna stay if you're leaving. Just say what you mean. I just wanna dance at a disco. See how we feel in a year. When you lean in so close and you kiss my ear. I'm sorry about a lot of things that I left unclear. Like a pink carnation, I'll be back next year. Nightmare or living in a dream. You think I've got everything. Punch myself so you can see my regrets on my cheek. Maybe we could plan on meeting on the other side of this.
Sometimes my love may be put on hold. Sometimes my heart may seem awful cold. These times come and these times go. As long as I live, all you need all we've had and all that's next. Long as my heart's beating in my chest, this old dog ain't about to forget. To change its mind, new day decides on a new design. A new day gets set on another way. As long as I live, all I've got to say. So dark, ain't about to forget. All we've had and all that's next. Long as my heart's beating in my chest, it's so dark, ain't about to forget.
So where's your mountain? Where's your mountain?
Guys, welcome back. Again, for anybody just tuning in, you're listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9. I just wanted to hop on here and what great performances and what great interviews we just had with Lake Porter and Tiny Horse. That was awesome. If you missed it, Tiny Horse, one of the members, is my downstairs neighbor, so I've been getting to hear them play, and I'm a big, big fan, so it was really exciting for me to get to interview them. But I just want to hop on real quick and talk about Amson Ales is coming up next week, and you should go. Queen student band, Carnelian, everybody knows them, everybody loves them. They're doing their last show. So this will be your last opportunity to see them live in Kingston, probably for a while. And they're going to be coming in here on Indie Wake Up Call to chat with us a little bit about that. So tune in for that as well. Amson Ales, there's also going to be Jinx and Clay Pigeons who are going to be supporting Carnelian, which is really exciting. But also, speaking of next week's show, we will have Luella calling in. And she is doing a show at the Isabel on the 21st. So she's going to come in, talk to us a little bit about that, which is really exciting. So you're going to get the inside scoop on a couple of these things. Next week's show is also just as packed. It's going to be fantastic. But again, Amson Ales next Thursday, Carnelian's last show. And tune in Thursday morning to get the inside scoop on what's going on with Carnelian and Luella. But yeah, coming up soon, we are going to have a little performance from my friend Mitchell here, who is actually on air.
Say co-host.
Yeah, my co-host Mitchell, I'm so sorry. He's going to be doing a little cover. Do you want to talk a little quickly about that?
Yeah, so like I said, Millie invited me to this show. She was like, we could do a Mac DeMarco themed show, and I'm like, bet, I love Mac DeMarco. So I play guitar, and I'm a multi-instrumentalist, and so I was like, I could just come on and do a little live show. So I'm going to play Shining. It's the first song on his new album Guitar, released back in August, and I just really love playing the songs on that album. Like, it's so fun, and the melodies are amazing, so I'm just going to play that for you guys. and that should be fun.
That's exciting. Are you doing, you brought your guitar in, you're doing a little acoustic?
I did bring my guitar, yes.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, I'm really excited for that. You're actually listening to Mac right now. All of our instrumentals for this show today have been Mac. It's very
staying on theme.
Mac Thursday. Well, I'm excited to hear you play in just a couple minutes.
Okay.
Up next, we got a couple songs. We got Dutch Interior, Play the Song, and then we will be playing the song. So, all right. Thank you, guys. All right. So, Mitch, you ready to give us a killer performance?
I'm ready, yes.
Just again, if anybody's just tuning in now, do you want to summarize really quickly what you're about to play for us?
Yeah, I'm just going to play the song Shining by Mac DeMarco. It's the first song on his new album, released August 2025. And yeah, I really like singing this song, so I'm excited.
Awesome. It's just, you've just got the guitar there?
Yes, I'm holding a guitar.
Amazing. All right, well, do you just want to hop right into it?
Yeah, I don't even need a count in.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yeah, okay. Go for it.
My love must be broken. What's been going on? Can't stop my heart wandering. At least not for too long. And I wanted to want only you, my girl. What more could I want? But my heart seems to have an MO of its own, and I'll go if not just to find out if the sun's still shining down on her. If the sun's still shining down on her.
All right.
Really quickly, I just wanted to give some shout outs. So as we all know, if you've been listening to the show, our sponsor is Black Dog Tavern for Indie Wake Up Call, and they are doing a giveaway of gift certificates for some local food places. So obviously they're giving away some gift certificates for Black Dog Tavern, but they are also redeemable at Harper's, Atomica, and Diane's Fish Shack. We are doing the funding drive right now, so if you donate a certain amount, you automatically receive a random gift card, also applicable at these locations. But yeah, thank you to Black Dog Tavern, and you can take a look and get some more information on CFRC.ca. Yeah, I also have Mitchell here, and he wanted to give a quick chat about something he's been working on. That's really exciting.
Yeah, so like I've been saying all this time, this was going to be kind of like a Mac-themed show. That song we just heard, She's Really All I Need, was from his first album, Rock and Roll Nightclub. And that album has a really, like, lo-fi, like, really kind of worn-out tape sound because, you know, he recorded it on cassettes, which kind of, like, screw up the audio a bit. But it also kind of glues it together in a really nice way. And that kind of effect is actually pretty sought after ever since, you know, music has been made digitally and it sounds too sterile, people say. And that album inspired me to make a tape simulator, which I coded on my computer, and it does audio effects processing basically to make whatever you put in sound like it was recorded on a tape machine. And those kind of things already exist, but they work in real time. This one, it takes like forever, so there's more room for like high quality, if you know what I mean. And I have some examples like before and after. Should I just play them here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, can I turn this off or leave it?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
You can bring it down.
So, this is the first example. This is what it sounded like before. This is actually a little Mac DeMarco clip here. So that's what it sounds like before. That's just a Mac DeMarco song. And then I put the Les Paul mode on it because Les Paul recorded on some really old tape machine. I just called it that because it sounds like him. So you can hear it's like totally distorted and it just sounds older, which I like. I mean, old things I find to be a little magical. And then a second example, I actually just wrote this song recently and I made a demo yesterday and like hunched over my desk in my bedroom. And this is what it sounds like before. So that's before. I mean, not amazing to be honest, but. And then if I. I can run, I can hide. That was a little more subtle, but you know, it just makes it sound a little glued together and a little more magical. That's kind of it. And you know, on the theme of Mac, that's when it kind of inspired me to make this. So, you know, a little tidbit for that theme. Here you go.
Awesome. Is this something that if people are interested that you could potentially either make a tutorial on how to do or like publish it online and people could download it? Or
I could, yeah. Yeah. That probably, maybe I could sell it. I think that would be a, you know, something nice to sell for those niche little indie artists out there.
Yeah, that's totally awesome. I think that's really cool. It has a fantastic sound. And yeah, the Les Paul is probably my favorite, you know, setting, because I know there's a couple different sounds that you had going on with that.
I mean, I do have a preset called High Quality, which is like a high quality tape machine, and it basically does nothing, which is boring. So I like the Les Paul too because it actually does something.
Nice, that's awesome. Well, thanks for showing us.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anybody's interested in that, I guess
you know.
I hope if there's any audio nerds listening, that that was exciting for you.
Yeah, that's super duper cool. All right, well, we're just going to be wrapping up here today. So again, you're listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9. And yeah, we've got a couple more songs, some talk, some boy genius. And I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day.
You at the dive bar to go shoot some pool, make fun of the cowboys with the neck tattoos, ask you easy questions about work and school, I'm trying to be cool.